Espresso Tales. Written by Alexander McCall Smith. Read by Hilary Neville.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Semiotics, Pubs, Decisions. It was summer, the forward movement of the year, so tentative in the early months of spring, now seemed quite relentless. The longest day, which always seemed to arrive indecently early, had passed in a bluster of wind and light rain, but had been followed by a glorious burst of warmth that penetrated the very stones of Edinburgh. Out on the pavements, small clusters of tables and chairs appeared here and there, populated by knots of people who could hardly believe that they were sitting outside, in Scotland, in late summer. All of them knew that this simply could not last. September was not far off, and after that, as was well known to all but the most confused, was October, and darkness. And Scottish weather, true to its cultural traditions, made one thing abundantly clear. You paid for what you enjoyed, and you usually paid quite promptly. This was a principle which was inevitably observed by nature in Scotland. That vista of mountains and sea lochs was all very well, but what was coming up behind you? A cloud of midges. Pat McGregor walked past just such cafe hedonists on her way back to Scotland Street. She had crossed the town on foot earlier that day to have lunch with her father. Her mother was still away, this time visiting another troublesome sister in Forfar.